Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Some years historically that we use kind of flirted around neutral for a while. A lot of them went La Nina. So there are two scenarios. Scenario one is across the top for spring, summer, and fall. Scenario two is across the bottom, spring, summer, fall. Neither one of those includes El Nino.
Matt Makins is a meteorologist with Cattle Facts.
To stay in neutral this summer would actually be beneficial for the country, beneficial for the industry. You would spread water out. Here's where the stars align, if you will, the years align for this year. There's your most probable case, and these graphics are on that handout that you sat on. They're at the very bottom, same graphic. Here's the most likely scenario. This El Nino is pretty much peaked. It's weakening. This spring is neutral. That spreads water from the south into the northern plains. But with a La Nina in place by summer, no, the impact isn't huge just yet, but you see the trend progressing as you go forward in time. Drier areas increase for the central and southern plains. We start to send that moisture back to the north. Pacific Northwest, into Montana, Wyoming and the Rockies, you start to get your water coming back as La Nina comes into this transition. If I'm in the panhandle of Texas or Oklahoma, I'm going to be like, we had some good moisture recently. But then May and June and July, you're talking to your friends, you're like, well, the last rain was 10 days ago. Last rain was 2 weeks ago. You're going to start to see that transition happening. But if you're northern plains, you're Midwest, you're going to say, oh, we're starting to get some rains are starting to increase for us. As I mentioned earlier, the corn situation to start off, the soil is dry. It is now. Not much recovery. So we'll probably hear some topics about slow start or concerns with the corn for the year. But we'll start to spread moisture in later on. Where could you see things change? Where could you yell at me in July and say, well, Matt, in February you said this? Where could things change in this? Maybe the La Nina doesn't come in roaring like I think it will. Then we'd have that neutral summer and it'd spread moisture out for a lot more folks. That would be a potential area. Fall, maybe we get so much water in Texas that we can hold off the drought a bit. That's possible. I'm not considering it, but that would be possible. The only other thing for a lot of folks is that La Nina summer map in the middle. All the green for the southwest. A southwest monsoon can make or break a lot of folks from Mexico into the southwestern U.S. History suggests it will be robust. I don't know that that's true. That could be another area where you're going to be like, you could be mad. Matt, you said monsoon would be great. Didn't pan out. So those would be my concerns going forward. My final concern is the duration of this La Nina. It probably comes back not just 1 year, but multiple years. So El Nino's impact is nearly over. We've had favorable moisture, helping spring growth. That'll carry over into our summers for a lot of us. Beware of the spring cold that may hit you, especially the mid to latter part of February in the central and southern plains. It's going to come through with moisture. Corn needs to benefit from timely moisture early, and it will improve as the season goes on. And then the drought will come back. Well, we're not totally done with the drought across the south. So where the drought is in March, it starts to grow from there across the southern states.
It's Agriculture Today.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.